Fix Radio's Essential Information Toolbox with Andy Stevens.
Good afternoon. Welcome on board. I'm Andy Stevens, and this is the Toolbox Show on Fix Radio. Firstly, a massive congratulations, happy birthday to the legend Paul Burrell. I think he's already on the way to the boozer, so fair play to him. Have a great afternoon celebrating, mate. Now, this is the show for all trades. Doesn't matter what you do, window fitter, tiler, painter, joiner. If you're working on a large site or you work for yourself, welcome on board. Well, another week has flown by. I'm still desperately looking for more trades because there doesn't seem to be anybody out there that's any good these days. All the good ones are booked up, obviously. In fact, Brian Berry, the chief executive of the Federation of Master Builder, has been quoted this week saying because of the lack of skilled tradesmen, salaries for trades are now higher than for many university graduates. Now that to me says it all. We've just got to get the message into the schools that the boys and girls that don't have to head in towards the city in the bright lights, you can earn a decent wage becoming a trade. Now, more research from the FNB shows the UK economy is missing out, and wait for this, on £10 billion worth of building work per year because of anxiety over cowboy builders. Now, we all know there's a lot of them out there. The last recession certainly shook a few of them out, but this is why it's certainly worthwhile keeping on top of your work, making you finish to a good standard, keeping everyone happy, all the customers, and really going off word of mouth, because there's a lot of work out there, and let's keep cracking on with it, because at the end of the day, you're only good as your last job. Now, we are looking at messiest trade. Last week, we had Emily Evans in, our property expert. She reckons spreads. I'm totally in agreement with her on that. We've obviously got tilers, decorators, and our lovely friend Sparks catching us up. Now, if you've got any views or you want to get in touch, the best number here on text is 81400. Start the message with Fix. And my rant today is about potholes. Now, rants are pretty easy for me at the moment because all I've got to do is have a moan up about something that happens at work or on the way to work. So stay tuned, as I lost a labourer down one of those last week and I still haven't seen him, so I'm going to be having a proper old moan up. Now, Band of Builders have only been going for just under a couple of years now, but they've already got 10,000 tradesmen on board offering their services for these amazing projects they carry out. And on today's show, I'll be talking to Adam Smith, the founder of BOB, on their upcoming projects, how they're going to become a registered charity soon, and how they gave a young lad who is suffering from bone cancer the most amazing opportunity on Saturday to walk the match ball out onto the hallowed turf at Wembley for the Chequered Trade Trophy final. And get, would you believe it? His team, Lincoln City, won. So I'll be talking to Adam about that in a minute. As I say, love to hear from you. Drop us a text, 81400. Start the message with Fix. Fix Radio. We are the station made for the trade. Talking of tradesmen, Adam Smith, a landscaper from Lincoln, posted a message on social media a couple of years ago asking for any tradesmen and women to give him a hand in their own time to help him finish off a mate's house as he had terminal cancer. The response was overwhelming, and now Band of Builders, or BOB as it's shortened to, has nearly 10,000 registered tradesmen and isn't far away from being awarded its full charity status. Now, I know I've talked about BOB a few times in the past, but that is simply because they're an incredible bunch of guys and girls who do a lot of amazing work in their own time and without pay. Now, on the phone is Adam. Good afternoon.
Hello, Andy. How are you doing?
Very well. How are you? You've rained off yet, or are you still going?
No. We're on a job in Lincoln, and it's a bit wet, but I've just kicked my boots off and come inside, and I'm using the customer's phone. They're very kind to let me use it, but no, we're okay. We're cracking on.
Well, thanks for joining us, Adam. I won't keep you too long. Obviously, your putty digger's still running away, chewing through the diesel. So, firstly, I've got to ask, how did you manage to get Jack Notty, which, for everyone for listening, he was a 16-year-old lad, I understand, who was suffering from bone cancer, to walk the match ball onto the hallowed turf at Wembley at the Chequered Trade Trophy final with his beloved Lincoln City in Shrewsbury on Saturday? How did you manage that, mate? It's an amazing story.
Jack's dad Paul is a window fitter from Lincoln, and they're one of our beneficiaries. So not long after Christmas, we did a small snap project in Lincoln after they had a flood. They went away for a weekend basically to Edinburgh, come back, unbeknown to them, a pipe had burst upstairs in the toilet, and it completely destroyed the kitchen downstairs. So they had to have a new kitchen fitted, which insurance paid for. But all the remedial works like painting, decorating, skirting boards, we moved a radiator, refitted all the tiles back in the bathroom, resealed and fitted the base units back. So we did that small project in Lincoln. About 10 Vander builders turned up to help them out. Jack's got inoperable bone cancer. He just turned 16. But while I was there, I noticed that he was a massive Lincoln City fan. So, and it was just coincidence that Lincoln made it through to the final of the Checker Trade Trophy at Wembley against Shrewsbury. So as soon as they made it to that final, I put a call into one of our trustees, Jonathan, who's got some contacts at Checker Trade. And we worked together on it, and lo and behold, we managed to wangle it that young Jack spent the day at Wembley, met all the players and had a fantastic day, and ended up walking the match ball out onto the ground at Wembley.
And I must say, so, yeah, from all the videos that you can see, they're on YouTube and obviously the Band of Builders Facebook page, he just looked to be having the best time of his life. He was getting the crowd going, and on the, as you say, the hallowed turf, it must have been the best day, not just walking out, but his team won.
Yeah, Lincoln City, they won as well. They're on a mission at the minute, so it was just great all around. I mean, Jack's in a wheelchair most of the time now, so he actually got out of his wheelchair and walked about 5 metres to present the referee with the ball, which is amazing. And then if you check it out on our page and YouTube and that, you'll see his reaction. He got the crowd going, he was waving at them and cheering the players on. He loved it. He had a fantastic time. And then at the end, Danny Cowley, the Lincoln manager, summoned us down to the tunnel at the end after Lincoln won and presented Jack with his winner's medal, with his Wembley winner's medal, which I thought was pretty amazing. Yeah,
top off a perfect day for the young lad.
It was amazing. He loved it. The family loved it. They got to have a special day with Jack. And what we did, we can't take Jack's cancer away, but to have a little bit of influence in making a special day for him is it's special that we can do that.
No, it's brilliant to see, and as I say, certainly seems very dusty whenever you watch those videos with the old eyes welling up.
Yeah,
now I've got to say that you're, well, I say Bob is sort of between bigger projects at the moment, which I think is a good time to have a quick chat with you, because when I came up and saw you last time, obviously there was 6 inches of snow and everything else. How many projects are you looking at the moment? And obviously the pretty hard question for you guys, how do you choose one ahead of one down the road, which is obviously just as worthy and needs you guys to help as much?
It's not easy. We get more requests than we could ever physically do. So, for every one that we can do, there's probably at least 10 that we can't, which, we can't change the world, we know that, but we can change a little bit of it. That's what we try and do. But every project's picked on its merits, everyone's looked at individually and in fine detail. There's a robust application system that all applicants have to go through. Obviously being trade is priority in the and one of the main ones that we help tradespeople, men and women, and their families, and then it gets narrowed down into locations and worthiness and logistics, and then it goes down to a vote for the trustees, basically. And obviously in between that, there's site visits that go on, we send people out to survey the jobs and what have you, and our volunteers go and do that for us and write reports up. So there's a lot goes into that process behind the scenes that no one really sees or maybe understands. People see the projects happen, but the projects itself is probably 20% of actually what goes on. The rest of it is the mechanics and the works of it that and the bones of it that we put together behind the scenes.
Well, it does sort of lead me on to a question that I'll come back to just after this short break. But we were talking a while ago that, as you say, it's not just these projects. You know, people obviously see the amazing work that all the trades do, but all the work behind closed doors. And then we'll have a chat in a minute, because what I want to talk to you about is this potential sort of imminent status as a charity, and obviously what that can mean to, you know, you're going to have a lot more people probably helping, more work, etc. So we'll come back to that in a second. Just one quick question before we just play a bit of music, Adam. 5 years' time, where do you see Bob?
Wow, 5 years' time. Good question. To be honest, Andy, I take each day as it comes. I never expected us to be where we are today. Within, you know, a year and a half to 2 years of it happening by accident, really, it was never meant to be what it was in the way it is, but it's just turned out that way because people have got behind it, and it's just captured everyone's imaginations, and it'll just keep going. To be honest, the sky's the limit with it. There is no ceiling point, I don't think. It'll be as popular as people want it to be, and at the minute, it's probably growing quicker than we can nearly keep up with. So we'll just let it run and see where it goes.
Adam, thank you for the moment. We'll come back to you very shortly, but I just want to say all the work you guys do is truly incredible. We'll come back to you in just 2 minutes. Now, we've still got Adam, the founder of Band of Builders, on the phone. Hello again, Adam.
Hi, Andy.
Now, next project, I believe there is an announcement.
Yes. The trustees signed off a project in Wales that will be starting hopefully in about a month's time. It's a bit of a snap one. So this one's been under the radar at the minute, but there's been a hell of a lot of work that's gone into this. Site visits, drawings, estimates gone into this, and it's just been signed off today. And that's for a little girl called Pippa, who has a very, very rare skin condition. I'm not even going to try and pronounce it, but it's abbreviated EB. Basically, her skin condition is abrasive, so any heat or movement, even as much as a nappy or walking, she will get blisters. She can have up to, I believe, 200 blisters a day that need to be lanced every day. She'll have this for the rest of her life. Her father's an electrician, and they're putting an extension on their house because it's going to be their forever house. And it needs to be able to cater for little Pippa's needs. And Band of Builders have agreed to supply and fit the roof on the extension. And we'll also be fitting a specialist bathroom, incorporating a specialist bath that I believe they're bringing over from America that exfoliates the skin, and completing all the works involved in that. We're working with other tradespeople that are already helping out, and the builder that's apparently working for minimum wage, he's going to get us up to wall plate, and we're going to take over from there with the roof. So that's just been signed off.
Another fantastic project. And is this something where you're going to need every trade involved, or is it, have you pretty much got most of it covered already?
It's going to be, we're putting a call out for people for help on it. It's going to be a mainly roofing based project, so we need the roofers in there, so that'll stop them moaning, because they're always moaning they're only pushing barrels on our projects. So Chris Norfolk is a fantastic roofer from down south. He's going to be one of the project leads, and Farouk Solomon, who is one of our Welsh Band of Builders, he's also going to be project leading it, sorting out the drawings for the trusses and overseeing it for us. So there's going to be a fair bit involved in that. So there's a lot going on. We've also got another smallish project in Ipswich that Dan Harris, one of our guys, is running for a painter and decorator who's just found out he's got terminal cancer, and we'll be putting a wet room in for him as well. So that'll be happening at the end. In fact, that's happening in 2 weeks' time, that one. And again, that's a smallish project. There'll be about five multi-trades on that, sorting out their bathroom for that family's house, that we'll fund 100% on all that.
And just to explain, for those that aren't 100% sure, there's a lot of merchandise that Band of Builders sell, from hoodies to stickers to wristbands. And obviously, Band of Builders won the award from Jewsons, the community award, which you got presented with. So if you could just quickly explain, obviously, Jewsons supply a lot of the materials, but also a lot of the merchandise which you sell, that goes towards this as well.
That's it, yeah. We can't do this stuff for free. You know, on average, the project so far have cost us between £10,000 and £15,000. And that's not a small amount of money. We need to raise that money or get suppliers on board that can donate some kit to us. But at the minute, our biggest source of revenue for doing these projects is our merchandise. So we sell hoodies and workwear, soft shells, hats, all that sort of stuff. Tape measures, we've got our own tape measures. We get 100% profit off those because Dave Seal at Advent Tools just gives us our tape measures, signs them up for us. So you can check us out on our website at bandofbuilders.com, buy yourself some kit, and the money the profit that comes off that merchandise helps us do these renovations for people like us at the end of the day.
Well, that's exactly it. And as we talked about last time, charity status potentially is just round the corner. When this does get all agreed and signed off, what is this going to mean to Bob? You're a landscaper, you're a busy man, you've got a family. Things might be changing for Adam, don't you think?
Well, it's going from strength to strength. And when we do get status, we know it's going to go to the next level. We know there's going to be a lot more people that want to get involved with us. And again, I just take each day as it comes. At the minute, I'm slopping about in 6 inches of mud doing a driveway in Lincoln, and I'm happy with that. That's how I earn my living, and everyone's a volunteer. As this grows, it is getting bigger and bigger. No doubt we'll have to have premises, we'll have to have a workshop and storeroom, that sort of thing. So we'll just see where it goes. We'll just take it in turns, running the projects. I can't turn up on every project now. I've done that in the past, and it's evident to me that other people need to step up, and that's what's happened. So my team have been amazing. So people are stepping up to the plate, left, right, and centre. So it's there. It's been set up not to fail, and I don't think it can. There's an enthusiasm behind it from guys in the trade. And it's flying.
Well, I think, as you said, you've not just got an amazing team. In a little under 2 years, there's 10,000 trades that have registered to offer their help. And looking at the Bob map on the Facebook page, it's not just Britain, is it? There's quite a strong following in Africa, followers in America. Without jumping the gun here, this could be a global charity in the future.
To be honest, we have a hell of a lot of followers from Canada, America, Australia, all over. As soon as we can start shipping merchandise abroad, it will go to the next level over there. And there's nothing stopping people taking our ethos and using it in the same sort of way. You know, that we could have chapters or whatever you want to call them all over the world. New Zealand, we've got a good following in New Zealand. So there's nothing stopping that happening. And we do have a strong following, you know, from all over the world. So, potentially it could go global, if not more than it already is.
Well, Adam, we're running out of time, but I've got to thank you for your time today. I appreciate you've obviously in the middle of sorting this driveway, so we'll let you crack back on. I'm going to be registering my services, if you want to call it that, for any of these projects. So if you need a 6'3" sort of divvy to come along and sweep up and make the tea, I'm all yours, mate. But if not, all the very, very best with these projects, and no doubt we'll speak again soon.
Thanks, Andy, and thanks for the ongoing support, mate.
No problem. Take care, Adam.
All right, cheers, pal.
So coming up in a bit, we have got Oi, Put the Kettle On. We've got my rant. Yes, it's another rant. It's another real-life rant. None of this is made up. This week is potholes. We had the mums on the school run last week, didn't we? And crikey, still winds me up. On the horn yesterday, beeping away, some silly woman driving at God knows what speed, just because poor old Timothy couldn't walk 5 yards to school. So this week is potholes. Now, is there anything on your chest you want to come and have a chat about? Do you want to have a moan up? Get in touch with us here. The best number is the text on 81400. Start the message with Fix, or email studio at fixradio.co.uk.
Let the rant begin.
Potholes, everybody's nightmare. Surrey is meant to be a posh county where I work. It is a rat hole of an area. Potholes bigger than cars all over the place, and that is this week's rant. Give you an idea, the potholes are that bad. I lost a labourer in one last week, and he's still not been found. They're getting far too big. This means they're dangerous, as people are swerving to avoid them, which is causing accidents. Or you end up with a wheel going down one and causing a load of damage. And you know what really gets us trades our backs up is when your van is loaded right up with gear and tools and you're bombing along to work. You know when you're full to the brim with stuff, barely shut the doors, all packed in, and then you see a pothole the size of Wales in a road. You hit the brakes to slow down, boom, all the stuff slams straight into the back of the bulkhead, stuff everywhere, and you know exactly what you're going to find when you open up those doors when you get to the job. Your chop saw falls out, lands on your foot, still got your trainers on, bust your toe. 3 bags of bonding have erupted and covered everything. All your 8-foot skin beads are now bent like bananas. Your large box of screws have exploded and are now everywhere, and it's not you picking them up. And the 10-litre tub of emulsion has gone off like someone's launched a grenade in it. This is chaos, and it's all because of these bloody potholes. And what really rubs it in? Someone from the council comes out and sprays a neat little red line round it. Now, this can't be because they're going to repair it, because we know they never do. So what's it there for? It's to highlight them, as if we can't see it. Blimey, I lost a Labrador in one last week, still haven't found him. And to be honest, some of these potholes can swallow up most lorries. So you highlighting it, are you having a bubble? And the most ironic thing is, you can claim for damage caused by a pothole to your local authority. Wait for this. The only thing is, you can't drive anywhere to post the blinking letter, because your wheel now resembles a blind cobbler's thumb, and it's got more lumps and bumps on it than a teenager's face. Then you can't write an email because your hands are still violently shaking from the impact. Now, with half the population crowbarring themselves into Lycra and getting on some overpaid or overpriced push bike, these cyclists are swerving into the middle of the road to avoid these potholes, causing everyone to brake and causing more accidents. So, fat cats at the council, stop spending all the road repair fund on cakes and biscuits and fancy new stationery for your posh office. Get out on the roads and have a look to see the state of them. These potholes are ridiculously big. They're bloody dangerous and they're causing people, especially us trades, massive, massive problems. So get off your designer office chair, put some graft in repairing these massive holes in our roads, you overpaid divvy ignoramuses.
Ran over.
Now, just quickly, we've had a few people get in touch. Lee from Bromley said, please stop even discussing the messiest trade, as it is definitely spreads. Footprints of dust everywhere throughout his job. And have you seen how much finish they have in their hair? What a state spreads are. I'm in agreement with you there, Lee. Gavin Enfield simply says he loves the tunes, but can we have more house music? Producer Jack, do we do that? House music? Yeah, we'll get that on for you. Now, time is running out, as I say. I'm going to be joining the legend Paul Burrell for a pint on his 60th birthday. Well, the rumour has it he's already fallen off the chair and he's having a bit of a kip. So after the toolbox, we have got the music marathon, which is the music you want on while you drive, and that's on till 4. Then we have got our very own Matt Rockley, who is going to be taking you home with Drive Time. So this is nearly the end of the toolbox, and that means nearly 3 o'clock. It's that final push before you down your tools. So, spreads, pick up your trowel and snips. Chippies, get your outer out. Decorators, pick up a brush and a load of scratch. Sparks, put the leaf blower down. Stop blowing your 50s around the job and crack on. This is the Beastie Boys and this is Fight for Your Right.
Fix Radio's Essential Information Toolbox with Andy Stevens.